Hi, this is Edwin from Gear Live, and we're here with Aaron Levy from Box.net, and we're going to talk a little bit about online storage. Online storage has taken a big leap in the past couple of years, and we're seeing more and more of this, and the popularity has increased. Aaron, why don't you introduce yourselves to the folk out there?
Hello, I'm Aaron.
And Aaron, if you would you give us a brief overview exactly what Box.net is?
Yeah, sure. Box.net is, in short, an online file storage and sharing service, which basically lets you upload any type of file, like documents, photos, movie clips, music, audio, etc., to our servers into your account, and then we give you a bunch of options of what you can do with it. So you can access it from another computer, you can share it with people, you can have like a group account, so you can have multiple users accessing a single account for collaborative work, etc.
Very good. Yes, actually, we at Gear Live took Box.net for a spin and found its services very useful plenty of times, actually. And what I kind of wanted to talk about in getting into detail about what type of features like Box.net has. A couple of my favorite features is definitely the sharing. I love to be able to upload something and be able to share that with anybody just by giving them a link, for example. You want to expand a little bit on that, Aaron?
Yeah. A little more into that, we now allow you to sort of, you can also add a password now to a shared file. So if you want to eliminate a user's access at some point, then you could change the password to that file. We also add comments to photos, so we're working a lot with that. I mean, clearly we're not trying to compete with like the Flickr's and everything of the world, but the idea and the mentality of our business is that basically upload a bunch of stuff to our site that you might need at some point, and we're going to give you a whole lot of things that you can do with those files. So if you're uploading photos, you might as well be able to share them. If you're uploading files, you might as well be able to share them. A large thing that small businesses and some like smaller law firms and whatnot are now doing is using our sub-account feature. So you can sign up for an account as basically an administrator and then have any number of sub-users that you sort of give restricted access to your account. So they could upload files, but maybe they couldn't download them, or vice versa. So that sort of touches more on the sharing stuff.
Right. That, again, that's definitely one of my favorite features. Particularly, we've actually used at Gear Live sharing a photo album. We went to the Sony PSP launch party and took a slew of photos, and we used Box.net to host those photos in a photo album sharing sort of way, where they just basically users click the link and they can see thumbnails and go through each individual picture. What I kind of wanted to get into is the one thing that I always noticed and was kind of mainly curious about was in the control panel for the service. There is, a document, or maybe it's called My Box, and underneath that was photos and music. Correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron.
Sure.
That sound about right to you?
Yeah.
So, what real like purpose does that serve as far as like does that single out the photos, for example, and just give you only photo folders or photos in the box itself?
Yeah, you're talking about the sorting feature.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that if you ever have maybe a folder that you're uploading to our server and it has hundreds of files, and let's say it's for a project,
mm-hmm.
And that's going to have photos, it's going to have documents, it's going to have spreadsheets, music clips, whatever. That feature was just a really quick way that lets you immediately sort any type of file. So basically, we wanted to sort of pull like the Google approach, where you don't have to organize everything if you don't want to, because everything is sort of at your fingertips if you search it by file name or by keyword or by file type. So our search function is actually, that's how I find my files. I'm pretty bad in terms of clicking through the folders, I end up just searching for the actual file name.
Right. Well, actually, I wasn't speaking exactly about that, but now that you mentioned the search function, I also find that very useful. It's kind of similar to the Macintosh's Spotlight widget. I don't know if you've ever seen that, where you kind of just, you can even, where we've just typed in maybe the first three letters of a file, and if that's the only thing that comes up as far as like search terms are concerned, and there you go, or you have everything that has included those three letters per se. And I've definitely found that very useful many, many times. Now, a while back, I remember you talking about doing some scripts for small thumbnails on photographs.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah. Now, there are a couple blogs that are using this right now. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of, it goes back to the whole, you have files on your account, so we might as well give you things that you can do with those files. So we made just a quick little, it's like a Flickr-esque sort of box that randomly rotates through photos inside of one of your folders. And it's just a really compact thumbnail box that you can put on, we just give you a quick JavaScript that you can throw onto a web page, and then it'll just rotate. Every time you refresh the page, it'll just throw a different photo from one of your folders, the folder that you actually choose. So it's just another sharing mechanism, and you can access that by going to the shared pop-up window when you share a folder. There's a link that takes you to there.
Very cool. I actually haven't used that function myself, but when the photos rotate in your blog per se, would you click on a photo and you'll get like a full view of that photo? Is that how that will work?
Yeah. You click on whatever photo is showing, and then it'll take you to that photo and the whole album that it's from.
Oh, I see. Well, some of our users don't know that basically right now, as of right now, it's 1 gigabyte for $2.99 a month, which at most prices these days, it's definitely a bargain. I know I spend more on breakfast than I do on box.net. There are other services out there like Google and Yahoo. What are you doing to kind of stay ahead of their game while they offer these types of services for free?
Sure. The number one question that we usually get is, why would I do this? Why would I spend money to do this and just get even maybe potentially less stores than Gmail is going to give you? And the real answer to that is, we're in a considerably different business than Gmail or Yahoo Mail or any like large email provider. And for that reason, a company like Google wouldn't be able to offer you just pure storage for your files. Now, I understand there are hacks and everything in terms of uploading files to Gmail, but overall, in terms of ease of use and just in terms of convenience for your actual files, a service like ours is going to be a lot easier to manage and a lot basically sturdier for a file storage system than a company or like a service like Gmail. For instance, you could upload, your whole My Documents folder and immediately have, searchable access to any of these files, and then you can immediately share it with somebody. You can send it to somebody. You could download the whole folder again. These are all things that obviously when they're stored as attachments inside of your email folder, you're not going to really have those options. Another major reason why people end up signing up for us is they have to, for instance, maybe send a larger file than Gmail or Yahoo will let you upload. So mm-hmm. I think there's a 10 megabyte limit on most email services. So
that
we don't really
right.
have that. Mm-hmm. And if you want to upload, a 200 megabyte file that you need to send to a coworker or anything, that's a lot of times what our service is used for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep, right. I completely agree where I've had to definitely send more than 10 megabytes. So also what I wanted to ask about, as for music is concerned, is there maybe plans to integrate some sort of like online player for that or some sort of integration? Because you kind of single it out in the control panel where you have a specific folder for music if you want to create one.
Yeah, basically, we understand there's value in storing music on the internet if you want to be able to download it later or back it up. So we are looking into the idea of sort of allowing you to create a playlist that you could then go to a different computer and listen to your music that's stored in your Box.net account. A few of our competitors offer that service. Basically, we've sort of stayed in an outside view of a lot of the media sharing and streaming types of things. There's a company called Streamload, is a direct competitor in the sort of media sector, and they have it going pretty well. They charge you more for the bandwidth and everything, but you can get a lot of storage with them, which is better for large, you know, media intensive usage. But we usually stick with like a casual user who needs to back up what they are with My Documents and needs to access them from a different computer or send them to a colleague or something. So we are definitely looking at playing music, and it wouldn't even be hard to implement. It's our decision in terms of where we want to go with what our company represents.
Right. We will definitely touch on a little bit on that later also. But you mentioned the casual user. What is your definition of the casual user?
Sure. Yeah. We sort of narrowed our customer base down to somebody who either wants to back up some important documents or important files, or someone who wants to access their files or documents from multiple locations, as well as, you know, share these files. So so a lot of our customers right now are like very small businesses, like I said, like small law firms, just regular, you know, average consumers. Mm-hmm. People that need to send files around the internet to various people, or at least just have a central location for their information to be stored.
Right.
And one thing we can talk about later, if you're interested, is we are working on some software, downloadable software, that would sort of facilitate a lot of these types of things straight from your computer. So we're hoping to become a little more than just online file storage in the next, you know, year or so.
We'll talk also more about that later, about what the future of Box.net holds. I've probably come across a couple of people that have said, hey, you know what, that sounds great, but what am I going to do with just a gigabyte of storage? So obviously, I mean, the market for a thumb drive is completely different. I personally prefer to use Box.net on most occasions because I end up forgetting my thumb drive everywhere. So, or right. I stick it in a computer and then I forget it's there and then I walk away and, you know, lo and behold, I've forgotten all my files.
One thing, I mean, I'm looking on Frugal right now, and the 1 gigabyte thumb drive is going to cost you anywhere from, you know, $65 to about $100, it looks like, any range in terms of who the manufacturer is.
Mm-hmm.
And your account is $24.99, and you got to figure the life of one of these things, by the time you lose it or break it or get stolen, is not going to be much more than, you know, 2 years or so. So
right.
Already we're saving you money if you subscribe by the yearly rate. But in terms of larger storage, we do have larger storage plans, and we only released this a few weeks ago, and it's gotten a pretty good reaction in terms of what we expected. So you can go, if you go to the sign-up page, you can buy either 2 gigabytes or 5 gigabyte plans, which are both competitive pricing models. So our 5 gigabyte plan is $8.99 a month, whereas xDrive is I believe, $9.99 a month.
Very cool.
So we figured we can compete with people, you know, still on prices, even on our larger plans. But our main focus, as I mentioned, is going to be the smaller package, sort of for the on-the-go user who doesn't need to maybe back up their whole MP3 collection, but needs to access some files and documents on the go.
Right. That would definitely be geared more. That's where the 1 gigabyte is geared more toward.
Exactly.
Which I agree is definitely more the casual user. But again, the only reason why I ask for more storage is because I know that there are users out there right now. As time goes on and files get bigger and bigger, we're going to need more space. Tell me a little bit on what the future of Box.net is all about. You mentioned a little bit about the software. Where are we going from here? I mean, we've already got more storage, right?
Right.
And what can we see as far as maybe the service is concerned? It's definitely developed for somebody who is not computer literate, doesn't have to be computer literate to use it. If you can point a mouse and you can click it, you can pretty much run your box, as you call it.
Right.
So,
right.
What do you expect going forward that you might make some improvements on?
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, the reason we got into this business is that we thought we could do it, you know, easier than anybody else. And every day we're working on better ways to sort of, you know, make everything easier with the site and a little more intuitive. So that's one major thing where the business is going. As well, we're going to try and reach out to markets that hadn't really thought about online storage and its practicalities and why you'd use it. So, you know, this is an interview for Gear Live, and most people who read or listen to Gear Live's various channels or whatnot is somebody who's probably already familiar with storage and internet storage and whatnot. But there's plenty of, you know, individual markets out there that aren't familiar with online storage, but they could definitely mm-hmm. use it. So mm-hmm. we're going to try and reach out to people that aren't so familiar with this stuff, as well as we're working on some software that will hopefully allow you to sort of share files within your home network.
Mm.
So can't talk too much about that, but hopefully we'll have some things in the coming months on our website that will sort of start introducing this stuff. But basically the idea that will allow you to sort of share files within an office setting or within like a home or small business.
Sounds very cool.
Send them over the internet to other parties.
Probably something like some VPN integration, sounds like, or something along those lines. Actually, one feature that I did forget to mention and I wanted to talk about was the easy use drag and drop feature of your files. Would you care to just kind of expand and let everybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the drag and drop is just, we licensed the Java applet product that basically lets you, I mean, it takes, I don't know, 20 seconds to load. And then just go down to your computer and in Windows Explorer or your desktop or whatever, or your Mac, just drag any file or folder into the box and all the you know, files will load into it. So this is the best way that, so obviously for like your photo album or whatever, this is the best way to upload everything at once, because it's reliable and it's convenient and it'll be sure to get all the files up there. Instead of doing the one-by-one browse and find the file type of format that most people are used to.
Yep, very, very true. Agreed. What browsers are you supporting at the moment?
Right now we are basically fully tested in all the Firefox versions. Safari works pretty well. There's a Mac browser I'm not too familiar with. I don't know its background or what it is, but Camino, I don't know if that's a spawn of Mozilla, but that is that works really well. And then and obviously Internet Explorer, Netscape. I don't know the deal with Opera, but I don't think that's a large portion of the market, so we're not having too many problems with them. But the only tricky ones are Internet Explorer and Netscape on a Mac. Some things look kind of goofy, but a lot of sites actually look pretty goofy on Internet Explorer on the Mac. So we're not the only ones.
Very true. Well, Aaron, I'd like to thank you for your time. We hope to hear more about Box.net and continue to let us know about any updates that have been going on, anything to make these readers want to know a little bit more about online storage and the future that it holds in our daily lives.
Sure. Well, thanks for the interview, and it was fun. So, and we'll definitely keep you guys posted when we have new things going on with our service. And actually, I know we have a few, Gear Live readers as users and everything, so they can probably hopefully attest to that. We try and keep busy in terms of all the new features that we're working on, so people should see plenty of changes if they sign up, so pretty constantly.
Sounds very cool. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's about it. Thank you very much for your interest.
All right. Thanks, Aaron, and have a good one.
You too.
And that was Aaron Levy, CEO of Box.net. We'd like to thank Aaron for his time to chatting with us for a little while. For more information on Box.net, go ahead and type www.box.net into your browser and keep you updated at gearlive.com, of course. This has been a Gear Live podcast. I'm Edwin, editor at Gear Live. Have a great day.